This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
Arrests by Chicago police have fallen off a cliff since the stay-at-home order went into effect. The dramatic reduction is by design, an effort to keep residents and police safe to prevent them from spreading the coronavirus. But some are wondering if the city is striking the right balance between public health and public safety. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
On a recent night, a man we're calling William woke up around 3 a.m. to strange noises in his backyard in Humboldt Park.
I got up and ran to a window to look down into the gangway, and there was a guy with a dark hoodie and a bandana on his face with a machete.
It was his neighbor. He had broken down part of William's fence and was hacking away at his hanging plants, yelling incoherently. WBEZ agreed to use an alias for William because he's concerned a story might catch his neighbor's attention and lead to more threats and harassment. William has a pump-action shotgun. He grabbed it and pumped it from his window to scare off his neighbor. Then he called 911. But that didn't turn out like he expected. Police got there about 10 minutes later, and by that time, William's neighbor was back on his own property. He was still acting erratically, yelling at William and the officers, but he was on his own porch and his front gate was locked.
So they warned him and then they drove off. And then literally, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, he was back out in the front yard, just tearing up everything and throwing it into the streets.
In a video William shared with WBEZ, it's dark outside, but you can see a man indiscriminately digging a shovel into the ground and flinging dirt and grass into the road. And then William noticed that his neighbor had been trying to light his front lawn on fire. He had broken down wooden structures meant for growing vegetables and stacked the wood in a pile. He had lighter fluid and matches. William called the police again. This time, five or six police cars showed up, and a sergeant. William says his neighbor actually kept trying to light the grass in front of police.
We went and got a jug of water because it was smoldering. The grass was, anyway.
The officers told William to go inside, so he watched and listened to the interaction between police and his neighbor from the front window.
I mean, he said he wanted to be arrested. That's what really upset me, because he said he was going to be arrested one way or the other, but they wouldn't arrest him.
Despite the machete and the erratic behavior and the smoldering grass, the officers did not arrest William's neighbor.
They wouldn't take him in. So I, you know, came out and said, what the hell, to the sergeant. And he said, you know, due to the coronavirus, that they're not making any arrests.
Police gave William's neighbor a ticket for trespassing and criminal damage to property with a court date in June. Then the police gave William some advice that he describes as surreal.
The cops said, you were in your right to shoot him. He had a machete on your property.
William says the police told him if the guy came back, William had the right to protect himself. Then they left. A police department spokesman said he wouldn't comment on the actions and the decisions of the officers who responded to William's calls that night. The next morning, William came out of his house to find that his truck had been smashed up with a bat. His front yard was littered with matches and a can of lighter fluid.
So in the span of literally not even 6 hours, I think, you know, I have had to file 3 separate police reports against this guy that they refused to arrest.
CPD has instructed officers to issue tickets instead of making arrests whenever possible to help limit the spread of COVID-19. However, those guidelines explicitly tell officers that they have to make an arrest if it's likely a crime will recur or if life or property will be endangered. Officers say they are only engaging with the public and making arrests when absolutely necessary. The overall impact has been a huge drop in arrests by Chicago police officers. City data show that since Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker issued his stay-at-home order in March, arrests by Chicago cops are down almost 75%, from 1,600 a week to about 450.
Police are being encouraged not to engage with the public, not to make arrests, and not to bring anyone to the station pretty much at all costs.
That's Alderman Ray Lopez. He asked Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown about the policy at a virtual city council committee last week.
You know, you're now turning the city over to the gang members who are running wild because they know that they're not going to be engaged by the police.
We care about our cops. Well, so do we.
We're concerned. Yes, I know you do.
Brown told Lopez they were taking whatever precautions possible to protect police and their families from COVID-19.
So we are focused on violent crime offenders, but we're also at the same time being smart about limiting the officers' exposures when it relates to low-level crimes. And we're just doing a cost-benefit analysis, but these officers are going home and exposing their wives and kids and fathers and mothers.
More than 400 Chicago police officers have tested positive for the coronavirus in a little over a month. Three officers have died after contracting the virus. Many officers who have spoken to WBEZ confirm their biggest concern is bringing the coronavirus home to their families. And police data show that despite the drop in arrests, overall crime is actually down right now. There are a lot of factors that could be driving that decrease, but Sheila Betty, a law professor at Northwestern, says she believes fewer arrests are making the city safer, not less safe. Betty says she understands the fear and frustration that William and others in his situation must feel. But she says more arrests are not the solution.
I imagine the person whose property was broken into, I mean, that must have been a horrifying experience, and that there needs to be some way to address the trauma of the person who was faced with somebody with a machete. On the other hand, somebody who's in the midst of some sort of episode does need treatment. And if people are really worried about these kinds of incidents, what they should be advocating for is increased access to medical and mental health care, not more police.
Betty was part of a group that early on in the coronavirus crisis pushed CPD to do everything possible to avoid arrests.
Arrests themselves are incredibly disruptive to people's lives. And during the COVID-19 epidemic, arrests are also putting people at great risk of catching this lethal virus. So the fact that they are down is incredibly encouraging.
I mean, you still got to arrest people. I mean, people who are also in this kind of state of mind in this kind of emergency, I mean, you still can't just walk away from your duties.
William, meanwhile, is worried. It will be more than a month before a judge even sees the case against his neighbor. Until then, he will be right next door. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.